Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Stainis, and this is Voices of Women. And it is a beautiful sunny day in Seattle, which I just love in the winter. You know, it really lifts your spirit, especially when we get so many gray days. But this week's going to be a good week, and it just makes everything seem grand. And we also feel that way because Woman of Wisdom is just 2 weeks away. It's hard to believe. Want to know if you're coming? You can still join us for an experience you will not forget. You want to be around a supportive community and energized community of women and we always say a few good men, but men are included. We have all our events in the evenings are open to men. So I invite you again to check out our video on YouTube. It really shows what Woman of Wisdom is about. You can look at it on our Facebook page or our website, www.womenofwisdom.org, and like it. Go to YouTube, find it on YouTube and like it. We're celebrating 20 years. It's hard to imagine that we've been going strong for 20 years. And you can find all our events on our website. And you can also see invites going and like our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/womenwisdomconference. You get a coupon to bring a friend for an evening event at a reduced price if you like our page. Well, our auction is going live tomorrow at biddingforgood.com. You'll be seeing some items there for a silent auction. So anyone around the country can bid on things that's there, and it'll go live tomorrow. We still need volunteers for the conference. And you can go to our website and look at the work exchange opportunities or email our coordinator, volunteer_wow@yahoo.com. That's volunteer_wow@yahoo.com. So again, this week I am interviewing Woman with presenters, and I am bringing someone back to talk to us because we had a very short one a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to be talking with Reverend Judith Laxer, and she is the founding priestess of Gaia's Temple, which is a house of worship for the Divine Feminine in Seattle. It's a very unique place to come once a month, and I know, well, there's a few similar ones around the country. I know there's one in L.A., but, you know, they're not very common. She also enjoys a successful private practice as a psychic, hypnotherapist, shamanic practitioner, and a teacher of women's mysteries. Her website is www.gaiastemple.org, G-A-I-A-S-temple.org. And she's given a workshop at the conference. It's February 19th, and it is called Be Heard, Giving Voice to Our Spiritual Truth. You can go to our website to look for that on the Sunday events. Just go to the 2012 conference. So welcome, Judith, to Voices of Woman.
Thank you, Chris.
So your topic, giving voice to our spiritual truth. I was just thinking, because we're hearing so much in the press because of, you know, a lot of the, it's a political year, presidential election year. And, you know, you think about religious freedom, do we really feel we have it with that climate of what politics and religion appears to not be separated as is supposed to be stated in our Constitution? Our country was set up with separation of church and state, and you start to begin to wonder.
Yes, it's true. We were kind of, we did found this country on the concept of religious freedom, and yet it's, well, I do think that we still have religious freedom, but I think that there is an overriding kind of, I don't even know what the word would be, just part of the culture that if you don't fit into the norm, the usual, or the majority, then there's something wrong with you. Even though we know that that's not true, right? Our country and our world is like a mosaic of all kinds of different people, of creeds and class and culture and religions, and yet still majority rules. You know, it's just kind of part of this patriarchal way of viewing, and the majority of our you know, the major religions on this planet are still very patriarchal and therefore hierarchical, which makes us feel that if we're not a part of them, or if we, you know, step away from what our, a lot of our birth religions were, that there's something wrong with us. And that is just kind of gets under our skin, and it makes us feel fearful and guilty, and, if you know, at the very least, timid and shy to speak our truth. And I think that that's a very sad state of affairs. And I think particularly as women are stepping up into leadership in this world, and with the return of the divine feminine, it's important for women to be able to find their voices. You know, as you've mentioned, Women of Wisdom is a lot about hearing our stories and being able to witness our stories and share them in safe and sacred space. It's time now for us to be able to step beyond that in places where it's not necessarily set up for, you know, that kind of safety or that sense of community, so that we just feel completely natural and powerful speaking our truth no matter what the circumstances.
Yeah, so, you know, we've created such a safe place at Women of Wisdom that it's safe to do that. And you're right. It's like then how, although I find that's a good practice ground. Like that's, the more I do that in a safe place, the more I can do it, I don't feel so self-conscious. You know, and you feel like you're hiding when you can't talk about it.
Yes, it's true. And that's why I proposed this workshop at Women of Wisdom, because of the safety there and to give women a chance to practice that sort of thing. And, I think that's beautiful. And it's beautiful how we've been doing it. And now I want to challenge women to be able to bring that beyond just the safety of, you know, women-only space or this kind of community out into their regular lives, into their families. I mean, how many people feel like they are, you know, who don't follow their birth religion, and then they go home or they're with their families and they feel like they have to just completely shut down their spiritual reality. You know, the other thing about this workshop that I'm excited about is that it's, you know, it's geared towards speaking about your spiritual truth, but the principles behind speaking your truth, you know, go way beyond just your spirituality. You know, it can be anything about your personal reality that isn't in alignment with anyone else's reality. You know, we just always feel like we have to hide ourselves or be careful to speak our truth. And this workshop is really going to be working a lot on just finding our voice and finding our courage to speak our truth, not in a challenging way, not trying to convince anyone else to do what we're doing, but also at the same time be able to just feel comfortable speaking that truth. And regardless of what that truth is, you know, it might be the type of work we do in the world. It might be our sexuality. It might be, you know, anything at all.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Authentic.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think it is everything, anything that you're at a difference with, you know, where you can't share freely what you think, then you're not really allowed to be yourself. You don't feel like yourself in that company, especially family will really push your buttons. And then you tend to not go visit your family.
Right.
Who, it's you know, fascinating. Deep down you love, but.
Right. So in this workshop, I want to gear it toward, you know, us finding our voices so that we can speak our truth, and to find, you know, where is that bridge between what is so other about me, like, you know, than my family, for example, and how can I still maintain the relationships without having to feel that I have to change or hide who I am or convince anyone else. You know, like this whole thing that we're not allowed to really speak our truth, that occurs in our own mind. We're the ones who tell us we're not allowed, you know?
That's true, yeah.
You know, we do that to ourselves. We shut ourselves up for a sense of safety. And that makes sense, because there was a time when, you know, sticking with the tribe was meant our survival. But we really are living in a different age now, and the circumstances are different. And women stepping up to leadership, you know, we just have to find that courage and stand in it and recognize that doing that, we're going to meet more and more people who are doing the same. You know, we're not going to be abandoned. We're not going to find ourselves alone. We might not find ourselves with the people we thought we were standing with, you know. But it doesn't necessarily mean the end of a relationship. Like I was speaking with a client the other day whose, you know, spirituality is completely alternative from her family. And she's completely, you know, what we call in the broom closet about it. You know, she just has never spoken with her parents. And this is a woman who's like in her early 50s. Her parents, her uncles, her cousins, you know, nobody knows that she's this mystic and this mystical woman and a very powerful woman. And I can't imagine living like that. And it saddens me, you know. And her whole thing is, you know, I'd never be invited to another Christmas. I'd never get to see my nieces and nephews. What a sad thing that is.
Oh, yes. It is sad. And also, I think you brought up a point earlier of, which I think you're going to address in your workshop, which I think is very important, is learning how we can speak it so it doesn't put, because I think sometimes when we speak, we bring about our anxieties, and so we're kind of challenging, or we assume that they're going to reject us, so we already put the rejection in our words to begin with.
Right. And, you know, we respond in kind, yes.
Yeah, so it's a real learning of how to, in any topic where you have disagreement, how to have a compassionate, tolerant type conversation that allows for differences, allows for dialogues,
right,
instead of, you know, the fears or the put downs or the, and I think we're brought up, some of it is triggers our childhood where, you know, we're told, well, what do you know? Or, you know, you're just a kid. All those voices in our head, which are still in our head and still rule us.
Right. Well, one of the things that I think is important to keep in mind about this is that when you have to hide for so long, you know, the energy of keeping that under wraps sort of builds and builds and builds, like a pot that's boiling on the stove with the lid on. And then, you know, so when you finally speak your truth, the lid comes off and, you know, steam goes everywhere and the bubbles come out and you can burn yourself. And it's like, oh, you know, it's very volatile. But the more you practice speaking your truth, which I think is why, you know, opportunities like we have at Women of Wisdom is so important, you know, it kind of normalizes for ourselves so that when we actually go back to a family situation, just because we keep using that example, you know, we can just speak something very naturally. There's no charge behind it because it hasn't been bottled up so long. So the more we practice speaking our truth, not only the easier it gets, but the less defensive we are and the less challenged we are, or the less we, you know, communicate it as if it's a challenge. And
right.
The other part of it is recognizing that because we're living in the age that we're living in, that we really have to step into present time. And it's almost like those of us who are recognizing that there's something alternative, and that alternative is probably better than the same old way things have been going. And I realize saying better is a, you know, kind of a judgment, and I don't mean it that there's any one way that's better than the other. The way that I mean is that, like monoculture or mono-religion or only one way, you know, that mm-hmm. is not working in our world, regardless of what arena you're looking at. So to recognize that the more those of us who are breaking away from the mainstream feel strengthened by that, the more we're going to heal our world, because it is a mosaic. I don't want this tile to look exactly like that tile. But if I try to blend in and become the other guy's tile, it's not going to work.
And it's going to be a little monotonous because we're all the same. Well, I was reminded of my dad one time, who was very elderly. I mean, he's 100 now, but a few years ago, talking about going to a Woman of Wisdom event. And my fear is like, well, they won't get it. They won't understand it. They don't believe it. Why even, you know, why? And he goes, well, what? It's just a talk. You know,
he could
accept it or not, or do his own mind trip on it. But it wasn't like, you know, so it was interesting because I thought he would be poo-poo, you know, like, oh, I don't want to hear that. But anyway, so everybody, Judith's workshop is February 19th. Judith's website is www.gaiastemple.org. Come see her at Woman of Wisdom. She's been around for many years and has a very popular workshop. So I know she's hoping to have a nice big crowd for her workshop. So thanks, Judith.
And thanks for having me, Chris.
Okay, thanks. Listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I'm going to talk with Len Cotton about ancient Egyptian woman's oral tradition. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Welcome back to Voices of Women, and you were just listening to Lorraine Bay sing Pray Like a Woman. She's one of our Woman of Wisdom performers. We'll be singing the Woman of Wisdom song at Woman of Wisdom. I was just thinking, what does it mean to pray like a woman? And, you know, and I know she wrote that song because she saw a bumper sticker that said that and then wrote that song. So anyway, we are back, and I'm going to talk with Len Erna Cotton. She is presenting a workshop on the ancient Egyptian woman's oral tradition, and she is a visual and performance and transformational artist, and holds certificates and titles in several modalities that are very supportive of her journey. As a Hawaiian and an ancient Egyptian healing practitioner, she weaves these skills with mindfulness and ease into her work. She's also been awarded an honorary Master of Life Sciences by the Order of the Essenes. And utilizing her clair senses and skills, she assists her participants in exploring the deeper levels of consciousness that serve to facilitate their own evolution with grace and ease. Her website is www.healthlightcenter.com. And she's doing her workshop Sunday evening at 7 p.m. It's called Ancient Egyptian Woman's Oral Tradition, and it's also open to men. Now, we'll talk to Len about that. So welcome, Len.
Hi there, Chris. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, so I was just dawning on me, like, oh, this is the evening one where men are invited. So obviously this woman's oral tradition is open to men to explore.
Yes, we also accept men into the teachings. It's just not handed through down through the lineage through a man. It's handed through a woman. That's what it means.
Okay,
men are
okay.
Definitely welcomed, yes.
So I'm curious, so how these ancient Egyptian teachings help us in our current, you know, day-to-day lives now, you know, our situation, you know, life's pretty chaotic for people, feels overwhelming. We've got our institutions in trouble, economic systems failing us, the earth's sustainability is threatened. Well, what can we gain from the ancient Egyptians?
Well, one thing that really attracted me to the teachings was the fact that it really had to do with one's personal soul development. And I really wanted to find out what and how the Egyptians thought about that. And so this body of work, which is actually part of a mystery school, encompasses breathing techniques, different chants, different things that activate the neural physiology, your own specialness, and brings forth all these different aspects of one's own being in this incarnation. So it will assist you in getting a much more deeper and broader perspective of who you really are, especially at these times, you know? So there's so many other aspects of the teachings that I really admire, but that's just the main principle that I'd like to bring out. Mm-hmm. And also,
well, I know.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, we also teach the healing techniques, which is wonderful. And so through the different processes and initiations, one is able to heal oneself and also assist others in their healing process, too.
Well, I know in your description, you talk about an ancient raising of the Jed. I'm not sure if I say that right. Ceremony.
Yes. Yes.
So tell us about that. What is involved in that? It sounds kind of woo-woo and scary.
Yeah, it's an unusual title that's not a very popular title. But the Jed was always referred to as the backbone. So it would be similar to the Kundalini in the Indian tradition. And this particular ceremony that is being brought forth now through the tradition helps to stabilize one's own being and grounding into Mother Earth and also into the cosmos. So we're a conduit between heaven and earth. So this ceremony is very, very vital. It was always brought forth in times of great change, and as you know, that's exactly where we're at. So this assists us in just stabilizing and balancing the caduceus, which is within and anchor in our cosmic template. So this is very, very important, and I'm so grateful and honored to be able to be sent this particular ceremony at the workshop for everyone.
And I know for everyone listening that Len's workshops are very powerful and transformative, and people love coming to your workshops, Len. I know that. And last year you did the Hawaiian one, and this year you're doing the Egyptian one, and but tell us, because you talked about this being the woman's lineage. What is the history of the woman's lineage?
Well, this is a pre-dynastic, which means it's a long, long time ago. We do have records of certain ages as it comes down. Of course, some have been lost. But we do know that the teachings and the practices have come down from an era that was way, way, way before a lot of the temples and the teachings were, let's say, mixed or changed. And so we consider a lot of the teachings to be very, very pure in essence, in that the chants, especially the chants, which I absolutely love, and the breathing techniques and the initiations really are there to accelerate one's evolution, soul evolution. So the lineage goes back, like I said, pre-dynastic. It was also brought to America, and there are about four women who were participating in that. And I'm sort of the one in the last 10 years that has come aboard. There are other two, we would say, I would reference them as priestesses, who live in Oregon, and they have been selected. And we're selected through our astrology charts, and also into, as well as what our incarnation is. So there's a lot of thought that goes into selecting the next person to carry it on. And so I'm basically in training at this time. Yes, and it is a wonderful lineage. You don't find too many lineages that have been kept for such a long period of time. And it, like I said, it was oral. So that is something that contributes to that piece. And so you won't find this necessarily in books or other places. It's just particularly to this particular lineage. It's not saying that there aren't many others out there also that are coming forth at this time. It's, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're seeing this all over the place. You know, lots of different types of teachings coming forward, and I suppose there's a little bit of needing to discern, like, what's right for you, and what's a good training. I mean, you know, you can spend a lot of money on things out there that are happening, and some may not be as honorable as others, and I know you are.
Oh, how sweet! Yes, I have been really cultivating this all my life. And finally, it's only been within the last, I would say, 5 years or so that I've really sensed that it's my time to step forth. And usually, a lot of my cultures, you know, we usually wait for our masters to pass. And then we come forth. You know, it's a real waiting period time. So a lot of it has been personal development. And when you're ready, then, you know, you'll know that it's time to step forth, or your master tells you that it's time. And yes, there are a lot of lineages coming forth. And I think it has really, a person needs to really connect with one's own soul and ask the question, what is my next evolutionary process? And what would it be for the highest good of all concern? And you will be attracted to someone or a teaching that would really support you on your journey. So I encourage people to ask the deeper questions, you know, really go there with their personal endeavors. Yeah.
Well, I'm curious, because you talk about chanting, and is there, would it be okay if you gave an example to our audience of a chant that you do?
Well, one of the a lot of the chants are done specifically for specific things, so I wouldn't be able to do that right now. But one of the wonderful songs that we do that always greet would be Om Sa. And that would be like the Om of the Indian East tradition. But you can see where it's slight thing. It's Om Sa. And we do it as a greeting, we do it as a departing, we do it for whenever we're ready to do any of our practices. But it really serves us into center. And that's a very basic one. There are some more complicated ones that are associated with the netters, the gods or goddesses, so to speak, of the pantheon, Egyptian pantheon. And then you can get into different levels of the sound therapy, or the sound and what that does. And, you know, Egyptians were quite foremost in sound healing, et cetera. So I find that
carries that vibrate, the sound carries that vibration, which, you know, we raise our vibration with that. Well, thank you for being here today with me. I want everybody to, Alen. Yeah, I want everybody to check her workshop out. You can read about it on our website at womanofwisdom.org. She, again, is Sunday evening and is open to men. And also visit her website at healthlightcenter.com. So I'm Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Antonio Green.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Women of Wisdom, Women of Wisdom, Women of Wisdom, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I am glad to introduce to you Antonia Green. She's going to be giving a workshop on Sunday evening as well, which is open to men, on February 19th. It's called Shamanic Stalking and Recapitulation to Clear Negative Patterns. So Antonia is a psychotherapist, energy healer, teacher, actor, and sacred activist. She's trained in body therapy, psychodrama, as well as years in psychodynamic psychotherapy and shamanic and spiritual traditions. So 10 years ago, she found herself with a thirst for knowledge that went beyond the traditional psychotherapy. She's a graduate of the Four Winds with Alberto Villoldo. I won't say that right. She utilizes healing methods and ceremony the Peruvian medicine way, and she holds fire and despacho ceremonies and workshops. Her website is www.antoniagreen, and it's GREENE.com. So welcome, Antonia.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so I would like to know, you know, going maybe you can stretch back even more than 10 years ago, what precipitated your quest for this knowledge? You know, obviously, first you had a quest to be a psychotherapist. Mm-hmm. But what kind of pushed your buttons? What was a big aha that, wait, I need something more than this? Was there something that happened in your life or?
Well, something that happened in my life. You know, I think that, early in my life, I was an actor. I was an actress in New York City pounding pavements. And I think that, you know, the process of actor training is always about character development. It's always about seeking, you know, reaching deep inside and attempting to find meaning. And so I think that always my, thirst for knowledge that went beyond what could be learned in books, you know, has always been with me ever since I was a child, you know. But I think that also as, as I developed and kind of went through the knocks of life, I began to experience probably nature, you know, probably a little bit later in my life. I spent a lot of time on the eastern shores of Nantucket Island, which really, I think, was the you know, a place where I began to feel such a deep connection to place and to the earth and to the energies of nature, that I began to feel more of a longing and thirst for, you know, what went beyond what was tangible.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned place. Maybe it was somebody I talked to last week, but that sense of sacred place on our earth that, you know, we've so lost touch with that. So many of us, we've moved from the nature to cities, and sometimes we lose touch. And there's nature in that. I mean, Seattle's a great place because we, you know, the beautiful parks, and you really don't have to go far to be in nature. But we get so busy in our lives that we forget to. And when it's like when you go back and just, like, touch in and just, like, you know, go down the beach, you know, here, you know, I 10 minutes drive to my beach on Puget Sound, and you just, you know, hearing the waves and the water and the rocks, and just kind of going, oh, yeah, it's kind of like you can breathe again.
Yes, it's true. And I live on Vashon Island on 5 acres. And so that is always, it's a constant reminder and ability to just step outside. And, you know, there are times when if I feel particularly a little out of balance, you know, the thing that I've learned to do is really to go out and connect, you know, connect with nature. And in my work, that's one of the things that, you know, whether it's, you know, connecting to earth and sky, or connecting with, you know, one's inner nature, one's inner landscape, what is inside and what is outside of oneself, so to speak, is I think the, you know, the touching stone of so many healing modalities.
Yeah, it's a great place to explore your, you know, be in touch with it's the inner and the outer. You know, it does draw you in, even though you're out there in nature, it also draws you inside yourself.
Right.
So what do you think people, why are they drawn? Why do people need this?
Need this in the sense of can you clarify your question?
Yeah, no, I was left that pretty open-ended.
I mean, I can talk, but...
I was thinking in terms of, like, that quest for knowledge, that deeper quest, you know, that you know, what draws people to... I think we get so caught up in our lives, sometimes we forget to, but we still have that quest inside ourselves until something happens and it goes, oh, I got to go see a therapist. Because, you know, you get people coming to you, and it's usually, I would imagine, crisis or something that they're...
Yeah, very often. Very often. It's you know, people are, you know, are drawn to therapy because of a crisis in their lives, or because, you know, something, you know, the same thing keeps happening, and they don't understand why, and, you know, or they're really ready to, you know, look deeper. And I think that, you know, ultimately, you know, the question that, you know, that I don't really know the answer to your question, except that I know that, you know, I think that we are so much more than, you know, a bag of bones and behaviors, you know. And I think that we are seeking, you know, we're seeking meaning. Our, you know, the soul is seeking deeper meaning in one's life. And I think, you know, you mentioned cities, and you mentioned, you know, we all tend to work hard in our culture and become very goal oriented, and, you know, and after a while, for many people, that experience becomes a rather empty experience, and there's a quest for something more, something deeper, something, you know, something that's not quite so much on the surface. And, you know, call it an existential crisis, if you will. And some very often, you know, a little bit later in their 30s or 40s, people tend to start really wanting to do the deeper inquiry in their own work.
Yeah, I find that too. Even at Woman of Wisdom, it's kind of like people are saying, oh, we got to get the young people here. Like, well, I remember when I was in my 20s, you want to be with your friends and go out and play. And there are seekers right. and there are people that are doing the deep inner work in their 20s. But a lot of times you don't come to that till your 30s. So I just said, well, let them play. You know, it's like they'll find you when they're ready and looking for it. They'll find the places that they'll relate to go do this work. You know, there's a time and a place for it, you know. So, but you work in psychotherapy and this alternative, shamanic practicing. And do you merge both together? Is there still, sometimes I think psychotherapy doesn't get to the root of things as quickly as a transformational healing experience or when you do bring in these shamanic and spiritual traditions. Mm-hmm. What's your take on that?
Well, I do think that transformational healing, in energy work can get to the root of things very, very quickly. And, I think that there is a place for both psychotherapy and, transformational energy work. And in my work, I'm attempting to blend them. And, whether or not I blend them really depends on each individual person and, what they're seeking and, what seems appropriate for that particular case. But I think that blended, there are some issues around it, but I do think that, if done very carefully, there's a way in which, the way I work is to, begin kind of more in a psychotherapy model to really get a sense of, what the person's issues are and what we're dealing with. And then moving into an energy work modality can really kind of almost like lift a layer of if you want to call it dark and heavy energies, lift that layer up, and then we start working the next layer, and then we start working the next layer and working energetically that way. Mm-hmm. There are people who...
Yeah, there are layers.
Yeah, there are layers, and, it's like the skin of an onion, where we just, it's not just, you don't just go to an energy healer once and you're done. There are layers, and as you're ready for each layer to come up, that's when it's a good time to do the next energy piece. And so that's how I'm working. And, sometimes people come to me specifically for energy work, and that's what we do. And there are many people that I see, only just for, more traditional counseling. But I am really excited about the work that I'm doing with the people that, where the work is in combination. And I think it's really exciting.
Well, it is, and I'm curious that we don't have a lot of time, maybe after we come back from the break, just to learn more about how you found, how you go about to finding that shamanic knowledge, and you did a lot of training with different people and traveling and all that, and that's, and there's so many healers out there, it's hard to know, who to work with, where to go, and I'm sure you've had some very transformational life experiences with shamans in Peru. And but just for 1 minute, what? Because then we'll have to go to break. Tell us how you found. What was your first step in finding that shamanic practice?
My first step was, it was a blind step, actually. It's kind of like, the tarot card of the fool stepping off the cliff. I attended a workshop. I had no idea what I was in for. It was a Toltec workshop with a teacher who is no longer available. I had a transformational experience that literally just, took me in between the worlds. And from that point on, I was hungry to know more. I read everything and anything I could find on shamanism, and began my own inquiry into the work. Until I found teachers, and
Okay, so we'll learn more from Antonia. We're going to take a break now. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at spectrumlifedesign.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm talking to our woman wisdom presenter, Antonia Green. So, Antonia, can you give your contact information for people, how they might reach you and your website?
Certainly. My website is www.antoniagreen.com. And it's Antonia, A-N-T-O-N-I-A, Green, G-R-E-E-N-E.com. And they can also check out my workshop at Women of Wisdom.
Yes, for sure. So that is Sunday night, February 19th, and it's called Shamanic Stalking and Recapitulation to Clear Negative Patterns. So that's interesting. So let's talk about your workshop, because just the topic itself. Okay. I mean, I've done this work, and I know for myself, but some people may not understand shamanic stalking and recapitulation. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, it's, you know, stalking and recapitulation, it's basically the same thing, and different people call it different things, but basically it's from the Toltec tradition, which is Mexican, and what it is it's a breathing technique, which it's kind of a guided breathing technique that takes people into whatever it is that they feel may be keeping them stuck. So it may just be an exchange that you had, that particular day with someone that didn't feel quite right, that you want to go back in there and, you know, and clear it. Or it can be, you know, relationships. It can be even places that in some way we believe that we leave our energy with people and we carry other people and place energy with us. And basically what we're doing is we're returning energy that isn't ours and we're bringing energy back to us that is ours. And after that's complete, then there's a sense of we bring in a great deal of light, light energy, and quite literally light, that reinforms those old patterns of negativity into a sense of openness and a kind of, it's almost like a reset.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I really believe, too, that we do. People aren't aware sometimes that they've taken on other people's energies, but when you talk about it, they kind of go, oh, yeah, I feel, you know, we're a lot of people are like this psychic sponge that, you know, so you might go into a party and you felt great and you leave feeling lousy. Well, you've been picking up other people's lousy energy.
That's really true. And I think particularly for people who are in the healing professions, if you are, you know, a massage therapist or a therapist or, you know, even a health professional, you know, where people are releasing tremendous amounts of fear or, you know, even, I don't even like to call it negative energy. It's just, it's either, you know, it's a dense energy or it's a light energy. And we want to clear as much of that density as possible so that we can be more in touch with our own essential, our essential light beingness, if you will.
And right, and who we are versus a combination of all the other, and you know, people that are around us, and you know, sometimes I can feel like a chameleon. Like, who am I today? Oh,
exactly.
You know, but I've been doing this work for 20 years, and I know the importance of it. In fact, I did this very same thing you're talking about, the stalking and recapitulation, was when I a whole year of it of healings and things. That's when the idea and the vision of bringing a woman of wisdom, and it wasn't like a vision of bringing a woman of wisdom, but
really?
The vision came through of bringing speakers to Seattle, which then immediately went to the thought, oh, we need to have a week-long conference to create community. It's when I had cleared the negativity, the energies around me that I had been carrying for my whole life probably, when that field, my energetic field around me got clear, I was able to download what my purpose here is.
Exactly.
And there were steps leading to it, so I was ready for it, but there was a lot of healing.
Right.
And so it was like a crystal clear moment. It still sticks with me of like how clear that moment was. My energy field was clear of all the negative things that we carry. And when we know, and it's a big effort to clear, it's a constant, you know, it's not something you clear once and it's gone.
That's right.
We would love to think it could be, but, you know, every day it's a matter of clearing that out.
That's right. Yep. And if you're doing that particular path, you're doing that work on a daily basis for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so we're talking about more of a spiritual healing and sometimes going into that, you have to go into your pain and past trauma and look at it. And so for some people, that's really scary. How do you offer people a safe way to do that?
Yeah. Well, it's always, you know, a question of really having a very safe space, you know, both a physical space and as well as, you know, that you want your client or your group of people to feel really, really safe and held. And the way that one does that is, you know, through one's presence. The healer should have, you know, really done their own work. And then also, I think what's also very important to mention is the calling in of sacred space, which we do, you know, in this work, we call in the directions. We use bells. I have my bells right here. I'll bring my bells.
and we use Florida water and, you know, sage and Palo Santo to really clear the space and, you know, make people feel as comfortable as possible, to help them, again, feel held, to know that there is no... there's no place that they're going to go where they're going to end up, you know, not being able to handle it or being alone or abandoned, you know, that someone is there to help them and help them work through it.
Yes, and to know that, you know, they lived through that trauma the first time, it's going to be easier the second time, and it's going to be, as an adult, there's going to be a true release of that. You won't be holding on to it anymore when you really do that work. Well, thank you for being here today, Antonia. I look forward to seeing you at the conference.
I look forward to seeing you as well.
Okay, so I want to leave everyone with this thought today. We've been talking about some ancient spiritual traditions and shamanic practices. And they do have something to offer us. There's a lot of wisdom there. So, I mean, maybe we've strayed too far from our roots. It's time to look at what's valuable to reclaim and bring back for our healing and into this today world. So the conference I want to share, I would love for you to be at the conference, but we've got some three amazing evenings. Our opening night, Thursday night, February 16th, is Jean Shinoda Bolin and Naomi Tutu. And Friday night, February 17th is Gene Houston and Ubaka Hill, who's this amazing drummer. And Saturday, February 19th is our Goddess Chant, which is a performance concert, dancers. It's ritual theater, and it's amazing. And we're also going to have a party celebrate our 20 years. So go to womanofwisdom.org and read about it. If you go to our Facebook page and like it, you can bring a friend to those evening events at a discounted price. And share, even if you live in another part of the country, you know people that might be close by. You don't know, you know, 6 degrees of separation, they say. You don't know who you might touch that needs to come and be with women. And so join us. And next week, we'll be talking to some more presenters every Friday at 1 o'clock. My Pacific time is the Voices of Women. So have a great weekend, everybody. I'm glad to share this hour with you on Voices of Women. I'll talk to you next week.
Been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.